Chatters, chatties, rescuers, welcome home for A Great American Chat, a podcast where we chat about great American media. I'm Chad Maurice, and joining me tonight is great American family fan, Amanda Moon. Welcome, Amanda.
Hey, good to be here, Chad. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. So glad you could join me. So tonight we're chatting about County Rescue Episode 3, but before we get into that, introduce yourself to the people watching and listening. Tell me about what part of the country are you in? What state are you in?
I'm in Georgia, like close Georgia. To Atlanta.
So you're a Southern girl.
Yeah.
Were you born and raised in Georgia?
No, I was in a military family. So we traveled, you know, kind of up and down the East Coast. I've been in Minnesota for like grad school and stuff. So
Minnesota. Okay.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, kind of been a little bit of everywhere, like from the Midwest over.
Okay. All right. And what do you do for a living?
I teach at a school. I help 4th through 12th graders with their schoolwork.
Okay, good. Now, your X handle has the word writer in it. So are you a writer?
You know, creativity has taken a backseat the past few years. Okay. But I got my MFA in creative writing in grad school.
Oh.
So I'm trying to, you know, dig out of all the adult, you know, responsibilities and get back to it.
Oh, okay. Well, what have you written? Like short stories or what? What kind of stuff have you written?
Mainly into fiction and screenwriting.
Oh, you've done screenwriting? Really? Wow.
So I enjoy it. I'm hoping to get back to it soon.
All right, that's great. Now, I know you're a made-for-TV movie fan, and you watch all the movies on all the different networks.
Oh yeah, everything.
As far as a fan base goes, what actor are you a fan of? Are you like a Dono fan? Are you a Greeny? Are you a McGarry? What are you?
Yeah, Donna fan, McGarry. I enjoy all the work that all the actors do, honestly. I mean, these are movies and TV shows that, you know, you watch and they stay with you, and, you know, it comes on TV and you're like, yes, a comfort show. I love this. I love these actors. You know, everybody's very nice and personable, like tweeting along and, you know, doing Instagram lives. It's a very fun community.
Oh, Jay says hi in the chat.
Hi, Jay.
All right, hold on. Let me get rid of this. Okay, so episode 3, County Rescue. You've seen this, how I do this. I'll be showing screenshots of the scenes, and we'll go through and chat about each scene. Mm-hmm. And whenever you feel like saying something, just interrupt me and say whatever you want to say.
Okay.
All right. So the synopsis of this episode says, Danny and Griffin grow closer after her failure. She works hard to improve while Tim grows concerned about Danny's potential new romance. Tiffany suspects Duke's drinking as other EMS struggles unfold. And before we get going, I have to say, I really like this episode.
Mm-hmm. I do too. There was a lot going on.
Yeah. Yeah. This was definitely a good one. All right. So we find out that Danny did send that text to Griffin that we saw her typing at the end of the last episode. And the episode opens with them on an axe throwing date. So, Amanda, have you ever thrown axes?
I have not thrown axes, but I have been to a rage room, you know, taking the baseball bats and just whacking TVs,
oh, really?
Computers. It's very cathartic. I recommend it.
The local mall where I live opened up a store like this where you can throw axes.
Oh, cool.
I walked through it, but I'd be afraid to do it. I'd be afraid I'd like chop off a leg or something. Yeah.
You should try it. Not chopping your leg off, just trying to axe throwing.
So Griffin is telling Danny how he has been a disappointment to his father, and his father is always on his case about not being an embarrassment to the family. She says it's the same with her parents. And then we get a montage of axe throwing and selfie taking. And during all this, Danny realizes that she has a lot in common with Griffin. And I think that's one of the reasons that she's attracted to him. So we have like a couple misfits bonding. Both and both are kind of outcasts to their families. Now, what do you think about Griffin and Tim getting together here? I mean, Griffin and Danny, I mean.
You know, I mean, it was an interesting triangle going. And, you know, it, so far, if we're doing the little pictures on the file cabinet, I think Griffin and Danny are pretty well up there right now. So we'll see if, you know, the two of them are meant to stay up on the filing cabinet or, you know, if Tim's going to catch up.
So Griffin is dropping off Danny at her apartment. He opens up his truck door for her. So we can see that Griffin can be a gentleman when he wants to be. And then they flirt while they're saying goodbye. So, yeah, that was nice. He opened up his, the truck door for her.
I liked some of those flirtatious lines. They had a good banter going.
The three recruits are arriving to work. I guess the next day it was. Griffin is surprisingly on time. Danny and Tim still can't connect with their high fives. Danny finds a body bag attached to her locker with a tag on the bag that says cause of death, sprained ankle. Danny doesn't think it's funny, but I thought it was funny.
I did too. I mean, we could, I don't know. I mean, I could anyway, I could relate to, you know, you're getting teased at work over something that, you know, you did and people won't let it go.
What is Jay saying? He's saying he's not a fan of Griffin or his dad. Oh, really? Okay. There's a hot take right there.
Yeah.
Griffin says to her, let me know if you need another night out to take your mind off of this. And Tim is like, what? You went out with him? She tells him it was a one-time thing and won't happen again. Then she says she is going to master that stupid girth.
I mean, it was almost like she felt like she and Tim were already in a relationship or something. Oh, it'll never happen again. You know, like she had a responsibility to, you know, be faithful.
Well, they did make an alliance.
They did.
Danny looks into Scotty's office and sees the fire chief asking Scotty if Griffin is doing what he needs to do to get this job. Scotty says, don't worry, the job is practically his. She asks Scotty if she can come in early and stay late to practice loading gurneys into an ambulance. Let's see. Oh, then we get the training montage.
Yes.
Okay. Danny is loading gurneys into the ambulance. She's lifting weights. She's working out. She's loading weights onto the gurney to make it heavier. So this reminded me of a Rocky movie montage.
It did. I think I wrote on Twitter, X, whatever we're calling it now. Like I could just hear Eye of the Tiger for that scene.
You could hear the Rocky music playing in the background for sure. We also see Tim restocking the ambulance. We see he and Danny studying. We see the three recruits working on patients out in the field. And we see time passing from shift 8 to shift 16.
Yeah,
Scotty is moving his leaderboard pictures up and down on his file cabinet drawer. Danny and Griffin are playing ping pong. They're out on dates. They're skateboarding and picnicking in the park. So I had to laugh. I had to laugh during this montage scene. In the middle of this montage, Griffin asks her if she wants to go out for breakfast. And she says, I'm in. And she drops the gurney and walks away, and she leaves the gurney hanging halfway out of the ambulance with all the weights all over it. And then at the end of the montage, she does get the gurney into the ambulance. And she tells Tim, or Tim sees her, and Tim says, hey, that's the weight of a patient. Or she says that's the weight of a patient. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she accomplished what she was out to do.
What do you think that their favorite date or non-date date was.
Oh, you mean Griffin and Danny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the favorite. Let's see. What did they do? Oh, they did the axe throwing. They did the skateboarding thing. And then they did that picnic. What was their favorite or what was my favorite?
What do you think their favorite was just from the scenes?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd say the axe throwing.
Yeah. I would say between the axe and the skateboard, because both are very active.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you're concentrating on what you're doing, but they're also such, you know, creative dates and fun dates. I think mm-hmm. that helped them open up to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Skateboarding yep. takes a lot of trust.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So does the axe throwing, depending on where you're throwing it. So then we see Danny and Tim studying in some cafe. Tim asks, what is going on with Griffin? She says, we've been hanging out a lot, but I am going to end it because I want to obey Scotty's rule. Tim says, well, we hang out a lot. And she says, that's different. Oh, poor Tim. He gets disappointed and says, right, I'm just your study buddy.
That was a pivotal, like, crushing moment for him.
I know. I felt bad for him.
And, yeah, the acting was so good. Like, I think mm-hmm. we all just reverted back to one of many times of our own rejections. And just like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. Then back at the station, Danny asks Liz if she can put Tim's gift, the dancing Hawaiian girl statue, in the front of the ambulance. So she sits it right between the seats. There's no anchor on it, so you know this thing's going to fall over as soon as they pull out of the garage. It's going to fly into the back of the ambulance. But this does show that she thinks about Tim, mm-hmm. and she wants him on her calls with her.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I took out of that.
Mm-hmm. It is. That it's thing. Sweet. If she didn't care about him, she wouldn't care about the little hula girl.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Danny and Duke getting ready to go out on a call. But before leaving, Danny says a prayer in the ambulance. Duke says, I used to do that too.
Mm-hmm. I wrote that down. I thought that was a very weighted moment
mm-hmm.
in the scene. And I'm imagining that we'll see more and learn more about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Duke's obviously his faith isn't as strong as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope we learn, like, why, you know, it, or if he was very religious before and what happened, and is he going to get back to it, or, you know?
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of Liz in episode one, just like, what are you doing? You know, when
Liz, yeah. Yeah, Liz did the same thing to Danny, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Duke's wife is at home doing laundry, and she finds his flask in his duffel bag. She calls Marcos at the station and tells him what she thinks is going on with Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Then we see Duke and Danny. They get back from their call. We see Duke drinking out of his locker again. This time, he's got a full bottle in there, so things are progressing.
Yeah.
You see him taking a big swig there.
And that's got to be just a very hard and stressful job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Danny and Griffin are talking by an ambulance. Griffin asks her out again, and she says no. She says there are only 5 shifts left, and I need to focus. Mm-hmm. She says after our probation is over, maybe we can hang out. He says, I don't want to wind up like Andy and Ashley. But then 30 seconds later, he says he wants to be more than friends, which I was scratching my head. I didn't understand that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you can't have your cake and eat it too kind of thing.
Yeah. Well,
you're either going somewhere or you're not.
Yeah. 1 second he's saying he doesn't want to be a couple like Andy and Ashley. And then he's telling her he would like to be more than friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what was going on there? I was confused by that scene.
Yeah, I mean, it could show that he's, you know, flighty. You know, and Danny's a passing interest. We don't, it's hard to say.
Yeah. Then, oh boy, then Tim walks out with a toy ambulance gift for Danny and sees Danny kissing Griffin. He is surprised, gets upset and flustered. He and Danny argue. He says, "Our alliance is over. Good luck." Then he throws the gift he got her on the ground, and the broken toy represents their broken friendship.
Yeah, that was really sad too. He was having a rough episode until the end.
Yeah, till the end. Yeah, I know. You're right. He was having a rough episode. Yeah, this whole time. Then we see Marcos and Duke. They're at a bar slamming down a few. Marcos tries to ask Duke about his drinking, and Duke's not having it. Marcos says, "You don't need to be perfect on every call, and if you're stressing out, you need to talk to someone." Duke says, "Get off my case," just like he told him in the last episode.
Yeah.
And you know, there's only two episodes left, so I'm wondering, how are they going to explore this PTSD and drinking problem that Duke's having? How are they going to explore that and then wrap it up, you know, in two
Oof.
episodes?
I mean, it might have to be continued in season two, we hope.
Yeah. Now they are up to shift 17. Danny, Ashley, Andy, and Tim are on a call. Danny is looking around for someone to help her load a gurney into an ambulance. Ashley is on her phone again. She asks Tim for help. He says, "You're on your own." Ooh, that was rude. That was cold.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I mean, I thought that was actually not very professional either,
I
because
know.
she wasn't asking him to, move a couch out of her apartment. She was asking him for
Yeah,
help, like, with the ambulance.
that's true.
So
That's true.
that's a strike.
Yeah, rude and unprofessional. And that surprised me. I thought Tim had better character than that. I was really surprised by that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was acting very out of character. So then Andy helps her, and she gets the gurney into the ambulance with no problems. Everyone congratulates her back at the station except Tim. And then Scotty and Andy are observing what's going on from Scotty's office. Andy says Tim's being cold to Danny. Scotty says, "I only got three rules. Are they breaking my dating rule?" Scotty says, "You're working that Bolton Friction concert tonight. Why don't you take Tim with you?"
That was hilarious.
Yeah, Scotty always makes me laugh.
I loved that name slip.
Yeah, when he screwed up the Colton Dixon name. Yeah. So Andy and Tim are in the back of an ambulance for this concert. Andy asks Tim, "What's going on with you and Danny?" Tim says nothing, unfortunately. She just sees me as her study buddy. He tells Andy he really needs this job. His mom is in bad shape and she is counting on him. Andy says, "Why don't we say a prayer for your mom?" This was a good scene. I love this
That
scene.
was.
Yeah. And then Danny goes into Scotty's office and sees his leaderboard pictures on his file cabinet. She sees that Griffin is in first place, Tim is in a close second, and she is way down at third.
She was
Uh-oh.
depressingly down on that
Oh.
cabinet.
Yeah, she was way down.
Just.
Yeah, so I wonder what's going through her mind right now. She thought she did so great lifting that gurney into the ambulance. Uh-oh, and then she sees that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be a blow to her ego there.
Well, there was one of the first lines from episode one that I feel is continuing to be a theme. She had said, "I have a quitting problem. Sometimes I don't quit soon enough. Other times I quit too early." And I think we're seeing themes of that in a lot of these scenes. Is she gonna quit because she feels like she's not gonna make it? Tim's
No.
giving up on her. Griffin's not ready to, commit to Ashley and Andy standards. So there's a lot of ways to quit here.
Yeah, plus Scotty being buddy buddy with the fire chief, Griffin's
Yeah.
dad. Yeah.
That doesn't help.
So back at the concert, Andy tells Tim he can walk around backstage if he wants. So Tim does and winds up saving Bolton Friction's life when he chokes on a throat lozenger. Andy comes running in and gets a big smile on his face when he sees what happened. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
He was in the right place at the right time, and thank goodness he helped him.
That's right. Then Tim winds up on stage with Bolton. And Bolton tells the crowd how Tim saved his life. And you know what? I don't think Tim wanted to leave the stage.
I don't think so either. I think he was ready to play a set or two.
I know, because Colton is like, he hits him with his elbows. Hey, get on. I gotta play here. I gotta perform. Yeah, so.
And then he made news.
Oh, I know. We got this last scene here. I love this last scene. Scotty is at home watching baseball. He gets a call from the fire chief, who asks if Griffin is still the front runner for the job. He is concerned after what he just saw on the news. Scotty says, "What are you talking about, Willis?"
Yeah.
he turns on the news and sees a reporter interviewing Tim and declaring him a hometown hero. Mm-hmm. Oh, Scotty's jaw drops, and he says, "Oh, Lordy, here we go." Yeah, I love this ending scene.
Yeah, that's going to complicate things.
Oh, yeah.
It worked for sure.
Scotty is in a pickle because if he doesn't give the job to Griffin, he'll probably lose his friendship with the fire chief. But if he doesn't give the job to Tim, the whole city of Nashville is going to be mad at him because Tim's the hometown hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's in a predicament.
Popularity contests and politics.
Yeah, that's true. So, I want your feedback here. What did you think of this episode? What were your thoughts?
I mean, it was, the action was really ramping up and the dynamics between the characters. And it's one of those, you know, the last two episodes are going to go so fast.
That's hard. Yeah, I love this episode. I think this might be the best episode. I liked it better than the second episode. And I think I might have liked it better than the first. The first was good too, but I think this one was good.
Yeah, everything going on is happening at like a pace that just feels, you know, right and exciting. And it's such a refreshing show in, you know, its faith element. Like, how many crime or police or any of those shows, you know, have really talked about anything with faith other than a negative way?
Yeah. The show is unique in that aspect. So this episode, we had romance, we had jealousy, we had a Rocky montage, and we had a cliffhanger. So yeah, I'm dying to find out how this cliffhanger, what's going to happen here.
Oh my goodness.
This episode was also more character driven, I think, than the other episodes.
It was. I feel like we're getting to know people better. We're getting to know some of their dark sides as well, and things that they, you know, need to work on with their character over time.
Yeah, definitely. We got to see a different side of Tim and Griffin in this episode. And the side of Griffin that we saw was nice.
Yes.
We see that he can be a nice guy. The side of Tim that we saw didn't look very good, you know.
Looked a little pouty.
Yeah. Just because someone just wants to be a friend and nothing more, that's no reason to throw a fit and not help them out, you know, when you can, when you need help, you know.
Hopefully he'll go to his sulking corner and he'll be a little better next week.
Yeah. And I was thinking it's no reason to like end a friendship, you know, just because, you know, they're not interested in you, you know?
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts? How do you think Scotty's going to get out of this predicament that he's in?
Oof. I'm wondering if he's just going to hope that time, you know, like people start forgetting about Tim like the next couple weeks.
Yeah, forget about the news. Yeah.
It's on to someone else's 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, that's true.
But yeah, I think he's in a pickle too.
Who do you think is going to get the job?
I don't know. You know, the optimist part of me is like, well, maybe somebody will donate a grant or something miraculous.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
All of them will be able to hang in there.
I didn't think of that. Oh, yeah. Maybe someone might donate some money to the EMS station.
Found money from the county, like reappropriation of funds, like something like that.
Yeah, and if only one of them gets this job and they get renewed for a second season, they're going to have to do something like to bring the other characters back because they can't. Yeah. They're otherwise they're going to be gone from the show. Yeah.
So we got to find some way.
Yeah. Now, when I was watching this episode, I want to see if you felt the same way. I got the feeling that Scotty planned on giving the job to Griffin the entire time, and that Tim just like threw a wrench in his plans. Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I think he thought that Griffin had it in the bag, and you know, he could find excuses for the other two and just make the easy political decision. And
yeah,
it may not work out like that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. So that is the episode. Rescuers, let us know what you thought of this episode. You can, and let the network know what you thought. You can log on to their website, greatamericanfamily.com, click the movie review link on their website, and let them know. I think you can let them know what you thought of all three of the episodes, I think, are all listed on there.
That's so cool how they do that.
Yeah, yeah. They encourage feedback. They want to hear what the fans are saying and thinking, so that they can try to cater to what they want. Yeah. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for joining me and doing this.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, what do we got else in the chat? She's saying, I hope Scotty doesn't get fired.
Well, I mean, there's a solution, like just fire Scotty and then use his salary toward the other three.
Oh, I wonder, can the fire chief fire Scotty? I don't know.
I'm sure he can make life difficult.
I don't know. I didn't think of that. So, Amanda, tell people what your social handles are so they can follow you.
Oh, let's see. On Twitter, AJSWriter3. And Instagram, I have one that I use more for movie stuff. Called TV Movie Gal.
Oh, really? I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, I've neglected it since I started this job, so I haven't done too much on there lately, but I'm getting back into it.
I'll have to look that one up then. TV Movie Gal. Do you post about all the different networks, movies that are on all the networks?
I've posted about really random things.
Oh, okay.
Like Paw Patrol with my daughter, and like,
oh, really?
I wrote about The Exorcist, and
oh, okay,
like random things.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, the fourth episode, I'm looking forward to seeing it. It streams tomorrow night on Great American Pure Flix and airs Monday night at 8/7 Central on Great American Family. And I will see you next week for a recap of that episode. And I believe Angie's going to be joining me for that. She's been here before.
Fun.
So, yeah. So, Amanda, thanks again for being here and helping me out with this.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much.
And thank you for being here, rescuers. Until next week, you keep the faith, keep smiling, keep your friends close, and keep your great American family closer. Bye.